It's going?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. So it's the week before Hanukkah. So I thought that we would speak about the inyan of Presumei Nisa regarding Hanukkah. So the question is going to be specifically, the question specifically is going to be whether or not the element of Presumei Nisa is ma'akiv in the mitzvah of the hadlaka. In other words, in the olden days, they used to light the menorah outside. And the Gemara is going to tell us that there was a certain shear, there was a window of time, there was a range when you were allowed to light during that time, and the idea was to publicize the mitzvah to the passerbyers. Now, what happens if you miss that zman? So if I'm going to light later on in the evening, I'm going to miss the element of Presumei Nisa, so that's an application. Or nowadays, we light indoors. How do we understand that? And what happens if I'm lighting myself indoors where I'm not being mafarsim the nais to anyone else? So these are the issues that we're going to discuss, and we're going to trace it back from the times of the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara makes a statement that if a person lights the menorah, he recited a bracha and lit the menorah, and then the candle blew out. So Jeffrey, we actually discussed this last week. So a person lit the candle and the candle blew out. So is one required to relight it or not? So the Gemara paskins that hadlaka osa mitzvah, the entire mitzvah is the kindling, the lighting, and once you've lit the menorah, you're yoytze the mitzvah. So the expression in the Gemara is kavsa ein zakukla, that if it extinguishes, if it blows out, ein zakukla, you're not obligated to rekindle it. It might be a nice thing to do, but you're not obligated to relight it. So the Gemara challenges this. The Gemara asks, V'kavsa ein zakukla, is that so, that if the candle blows out, you're not required to relight it? V'reminhu, we have a contradiction. This is a Gemara in Shabbos. V'reminhu, we have a contradiction. Mitzvasa mishetishka hachama ad shetichla regel minashuk, that the mitzvah lasts from when the sun goes down. There's a whole question what that means, when the sun goes down. Does it mean when the stars come out? Does it mean right before the stars come out? There's even a shita that it means shkia, actual what we call sundown. There's a whole discussion what it means. Most poskim say it means sometime around when the stars come out, not just at what we call shkia, but it means after the stars come out or close to when the stars come out. So the Gemara says that the time to light is from when it's tishka chamer, for when the sun totally sets, ad shetich lo regel min hashuk, until the passerbyers are no longer walking in the marketplace. So, my love, does it not mean the ikav sahadr madlakla, that if it extinguishes, you have to relight it? So how could the Gemara say that if the candle blows out, you're not required to relight it? Don't we know that the shear is mishatishka chama ad shetichla regel menashuk, that when the sun sets, which means closer to when the stars come out, until people stop walking in the street? So that apparently means that the candle has to be burning during the duration of that time. So how can we say that if the candle blows out, you're not required to relight it? So the Gemara gives two answers to reconcile these halachas. So basically, if you light the candle, you're not required to relight it. So what does it mean that the time to light is from when the sun sets all the way till when people stop walking in the street? The Gemara gives two explanations. Number one, the Eloi Adlik Madlik. Answer number one, that we're not saying a duration of time, how long the candle has to be burning for. We're saying the range of time when you're allowed to light. You're allowed to light from once when the stars come out until when people are no longer walking in the street. And you can light any time during that time. But once you miss that time, you miss the primary time. We'll talk about that. Inami, we're going to get into all of that, you'll see. Inami l'shi'ura, another explanation is that it's not referring to that the candle must be burning during that duration of time. It's referring to the shear. It's referring to the amount of oil that you have to put into the menorah, or the amount of fuel, whether you're lighting with oil or with candles, the amount of fuel has to be the amount of time that it would be mishetishke chama ad shetich l'regel menashuk. So the Rambam, the Rif, they say it's about a half hour. So the candle has to be, there has to be enough fuel to last for a half hour. Ad shetich l'regel menashuk. Now, what does that mean, tich l'regel menashuk? So in the times of the Gemara explains, Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer Rav Yochanan, the kalya rigla the tarmudoi, until the regal of the tarmudoi stop walking in the shuk. So who are the Tarmudai? So Rashi says that it was some nation, like a foreign nation. It seemingly they were not even Jewish people, that they used to walk in the market. They used to sell wood to people. So people would go home. They would light their ovens. They would light their furnaces, whatever it is. They would run out of wood. So after everybody already went home, they were still out in the market because they were selling the wood in case people ran out of fuel at home. So they'd be in the market longer than everybody else. That's what Rashi says. And other people say, interestingly enough, that Tarmud is a kind of wood. So Tarmudai are Jewish people who sell that kind of wood. Like you would call, pottery. You would call the man who sells the pottery a potter, right? So you would sell. Right. So he's called Al Shem His Malacha. So the Tarmudai were people that sold Tarmud wood. So Michael, we were learning this the other night. I actually saw in some of the Poskim that is there a mitzvah to, is there an inyan of presuming nisa to non-Jews? So I actually saw that some people want to depend this on the explanations that we've just said. According to Rashi, that the Tarmudoi were a foreign nation, perhaps there's a mitzvah, presuming nisa, even to the non-Jews. But according to the other explanation, that was Jewish people who sold this kind of a wood, then there would be no indication that you can have presuming nisa to non-Jews. We'll touch on that a little bit later. So now, let's just discuss for a moment. Let's take a step back and let's just process what the two answers of the Gemara were. So the Gemara is certainly saying that if you lit the candle and the candle burned out, you're not required to relight it again. That's certainly so. So what does it mean when it says that the candle burns from when the sun sets until people stop walking in the market? The Gemara gives two answers. The first answer is, that's the duration, that's the window of time when you're supposed to light. If you miss that time, then you miss the proper time to light. We'll elaborate. The second answer is that we're not giving a time to light at all. We're referring to the amount of oil or the amount of fuel that's supposed to be in the candle. Right? Two very different answers. So if we analyze it, according to the first answer, we're giving you a time to light. You have to light from when the sun sets until the people stop working in the market. That's my window of time when I can light. That's the primary time to light. If I miss that time, then I miss the primary time to light. That would be the first explanation. According to the second explanation, we're not giving you a specific time to light at all. For all we know, it could be that you can light all night long, right? It's just telling you how much oil needs to be in the menorah in the first place in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Even though if the candle burns out, I don't have to rekindle, but you have to give it a chance that there's enough oil in the menorah to last that long for the half hour. Now, interestingly enough, the Rambam holds, in Perek Dalet Halacha Hei in Hilchos Chanukah, that the two answers, one answer complements the other. Both answers are true, and each answer complements the other. The Rambam says, let's read the Rambam together. Shochach, if a person forgot to light, or hazed, or if the person deliberately did not write, v'loy hidlik im shkia sachama, and he did not light in the beginning of the proper time when the sun goes down, madlik v'hoylich achutich l'regel min ashuk, he's allowed to light any time during that range of when the sun sets until tich l'regel, until people are no longer walking in the market, v'kama hu's manzeh, how long is this time? So says the Rambam, an interesting thing. He says, "Kimo chatzi sha o yeser," a half hour or perhaps more, right? So everybody, we're going to talk about this more later. Everybody shtels, everybody dwells on the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean when he says a half hour or more? The Rambam is usually very decisive. It's not as if the Rambam is wavering. Is it a half hour? Maybe it's more than a half hour. He doesn't write that way, that he's wavering as if he's unsure. When the Rambam says it's a half hour or more, he must mean something by that. It's a very strange expression. Is it a half hour or is it more than a half hour? What is it? Is it a half hour or more? What do you mean it's a half hour or more? So we'll talk about that in a moment. Says the Rambam, Ovar zman zeh, if the person misses that time, eino madlik, he can no longer light. Don't bother lighting if you miss that time. Now, obviously, we don't pass in this way, but the Rambam is very decisive. If you miss the window of time, that half hour, don't bother lighting, you're no longer yotze. However, that's the first answer of the Gemara. Adds the Rambam, Tzarech litein shemen b'ner, one must put enough oil in the candle, kdei shetia dolekas v'holekas ashetech l'regel min ashuk, until the candle should have enough oil to be able to burn that amount of time. That's the second answer of the Gemara. So the Rambam is actually saying that the two answers are not mutually exclusive. The two answers could shtim, the two answers go together. They're complementing one another. The first answer is true, that you only have that window of opportunity to light. The second answer is also true, that whenever you get around to lighting during that time, there has to be enough oil that it should continue burning until the end of that time. If the candle blows out, you're not required to light it again, but you have to give the candle a chance that it could burn until that time. So A, there's a window of time when you're allowed to light, not beyond that time. If you miss that time, you're not yotze. Number two, the amount of oil that you put in. Mitzchila, it has to be able to last that amount of time. That's the Rambam. And the Rambam says that we paskin like both answers. Again, we're going to elaborate why nowadays we're not as careful to light during that window of time.
What's the amount of time if you...
The Rambam says half hour. Oh, so very interesting. So let's say I missed the first 15 minutes. I only have to put 15 minutes worth of oil in the second half of the window.
But in either case, he wouldn't go past the Zman when...
Exactly. Once you miss the Zman, you're finished. You can't be yotze anymore. If I light... Ideally, at the beginning of the Zman, half hour worth of oil. If I miss part of the Zman, 25 minutes worth of oil, 15 minutes worth of oil. If I light 2 minutes before, 2 minutes worth of oil. But you can only light during that first half hour. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rush paskins that the two answers are arguing on one answer on the other. So the first answer, yes, is giving you a window of time when you can light, and you cannot light beyond that time. But the second answer is giving us the amount of oil that you have to put in. So the two answers are mutually exclusive. The first answer is saying you can only light during that time, but the second answer is not giving us a range of time. It's telling us an amount of oil. So you can go ahead and light any time during the night, provided that you put in the amount of oil that would suffice for that half hour. So the Rush paskins that the two answers argue one another. Umemela, so therefore says the Rush, roy lahadlik bizman lefitira tarishin. According to the first answer of the Gemara, then it would be like the Rambam that you have to light during that first half hour. Don't miss that first half hour. Avo b'diyeved, but the Rush says if you did miss the first half hour, roy lismach ateret sheni, you're allowed to rely on the second answer. So the Rush is learning that the two answers are arguing, but it's a very fundamental argument. According to the first explanation of the Gemara, you have to light during that time. And if you had missed that time, you wouldn't be yotze, like the Rambam says. The only reason why, says the Rush, that you can light after the first half hour is because we can rely on the second answer, that it's an amount of oil, it's not a range of time, that you can light after the first half hour. Now, the Bach says that what the Rush means to say is that b'shel soifrim hoylech akor ha-meikel. Since Ner Chanukah is only derabanan, whenever you have a machlekes derabanan, you can follow the lenient view. So we can lean on the second opinion, because the second opinion is the lenient view that I'm allowed to light after the first half hour. So I'm allowed to rely on that opinion, and it's mashma that you can be madlik bibracha, the chayim b'shulchan aruch. And it seems that the Rush would even permit you to make a bracha. So somebody could argue, if it's a suffix in the Gemara, if I miss the first half hour, right, I'm going to light beyond that, because I want to at least rely on the second answer. But it's a machlekes in the Gemara. It's two different answers. Maybe suffik bracha lahakel. Maybe I should be lenient. But the Rush seems to say that since the whole Ner Chanukah is only derabanan, so we can rely on the lenient opinion, and that becomes the halacha that you can light even after the first half hour. So the Rush initially says one should be very careful to light the first half hour, because that's the first answer of the Gemara. But b'diyeved, says the Rush, you can even light beyond that, because you can rely on the second answer of the Gemara. And the Bach explains that the idea behind this is it's only the Rabbanan, so you can rely on the lenient opinion. I thought to myself, we have another example of this, that we rely on the lenient opinion regarding a derabanan, even the bracha. We had it by Sfiras HaOmer. By Sfiras HaOmer, it says some people are very careful not to count the Omer until Tzeis HaKachavim. They would wait the 50 minutes, or some people would even wait the 72 minutes before they would count the Omer, because they want to make sure that it's Vaday Laila. But the Shulchan Aruch says if you hold that Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is only the Rabbanan, you can count with a bracha during the Ben HaShmashis, because Ben HaShmashis is a Suffolk Laila. So that's why many shuls are lenient in order not to forget to count altogether. They're lenient and they count right after Ma'ariv, even though it's not yet Vaday Laila. It's still Ben HaShmashis, because Sfiras HaOmer, according to most opinions, is only the Rabbanan. We can be Semech, we can be lenient that Ben HaShmashis is considered Laila regarding this halacha, and you can even make a bracha. So it's an example where when the whole mitzvah is the Rabbanan, you can follow the lenient opinion, even Ad Kedei Kach, to make a bracha. So the Bach says the same thing applies over here. We're talking about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. It's only the Rabbanan, after all. So you can follow the lenient opinion and allow yourself to light even after the first first half hour, b'di'eved, and you would even be allowed to recite a bracha. So says the Bach. That's the Bach. Now, if we take a step back, we have a machlokes, right? The Rambam says one may not light after the first half hour, and the Rush agrees to the Rambam that that's what the first answer of the Gemara is saying. The Rush just says that you can rely on the second answer as well. So it would seem that the machlokes between the opinions is the very question we posed at the onset. Is the component of Pirsumei Nisa, right, so when we light the candles, we're lighting the candles in order to remember the miracle that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. We're supposed to light the candles outside, back then in the old days, in order to be mefars in the nest, in order to publicize the miracle. So is this idea of publicizing the miracle, is that critical? Is it ma'akiv in the mitzvah? Or is it only a hither? Is it only something extra? But the essence of the mitzvah is simply to light the candle. So the first answer of the Gemara, which the Rambam Paskins like, holds that you're not allowed to light after the first half hour. Because once people are no longer in the marketplace, there's no point of lighting. It would seem that the Rambam and the first answer of the Gemara are saying that Pirsumei Nisa is Ma'akiv. The second answer of the Gemara, assuming that the second answer argues like the Rush says, the second answer is saying that no, you could light after the first half hour, even though there's nobody outside in the marketplace anymore, you're still allowed to light with a bracha, as long as you put in enough for oil that it would last for a half hour. But we don't care if there are people actually outside who are going to see it. It could be that everybody went home already. Even the Talmudai are no longer in the marketplace. You can still light with a bracha because the Pirsumei Nisa component, the fact that people should see the menorah, is not critical, is not ma'akiv. That's what it would seem, assuming the two answers are arguing, or the Rush and the Rambam, who are certainly arguing, it would seem they're arguing whether or not Pirsumei Nisa, the element of publicizing the nes through the Ner Chanukah, is it ma'akiv or not?
Publicize now, it to who?
To the outside.
Jewish people?
So most of the Rav Moshe Feinstein, which I'm going to quote again, assumes that it means to Jewish people. I did mention that according to Rashi, that the Talmudai were a non-Jewish nation, right? There might be an indication that there's a mitzvah to publicize it to the non-Jews also. But even Rav Moshe Feinstein even says that even according to Rashi, it's just because then Jewish people go out to buy wood from these Talmudai. But we're not interested in publicizing it to the non-Jews. We're interested in publicizing it to the Jewish people who go outside to buy the wood from the Talmudai.
What are we publicizing? We know I'm lighting the candle. Why?
So I just saw the other night that part of lighting the menorah is like thanking Hashem and publicizing the nes. So when a nes occurs to a tzibur, there's a mitzvah to have a sudas hoida and to publicize and talk about the miracle. So publicizing, there might be an inyan of publicizing the miracle to the extent that it would be critical. It would be ma'akiv in the mitzvah. So that's what the Rambam seems to hold, and that's what the first answer of the Gemara would hold according to the Rush. The Rush only says you can light after the first half hour because we're going to rely on the second answer. But the Rush also agrees that the first answer seems to be saying that once you missed the first half hour, you blew it and you can't light anymore. That would be the Rush and the Rambam. So again, there seems to be an issue if Pirsumei Nisa is ma'akiv in the Hadlaka or not. Now in item Hay, there's a Rashba. The Rashba says in Masechah Shabbos, not that way. The Rashba says that afilu l'tiritz kama, even according to the first answer, it's only a mitzvah l'chatchila. That's the primary time to light. But mi'ikur hadin, the mitzvah lasts the entire night. The Rashba quotes the Mishnah in Megillah that usually, whenever there's a mitzvah to do something at night, the mitzvah is the entire night. Let's say Kriya Shema, the first Mishnah in Brachas. The mitzvah is the entire night. You're supposed to do it by chatzos, not to forget. But midoraisa, the mitzvah lasts the entire night. Anytime there's a mitzvah to do something at night, you usually have the entire night. If there's a mitzvah to do something during the day, you usually have the entire day. So the Rashba says that Ner Chanukah is no exception. The Gemara just means that there's a mitzvah lechatchila to publicize the nes during that first half hour when people are still walking in the streets. But if you miss that zman, even the first answer of the Gemara would agree that you can light afterwards and be mekayim the ikar mitzvah. Because whenever there's a mitzvah to do something at night, you have the entire night. That's what the Rashba would say. So it's clear from the Rashba that the Rashba holds, even the first answer of the Gemara holds, that Pirsumei Nisa is not ma'akev, is not critical. You can still be, it's a nice thing to publicize the miracle, but it doesn't take away from my fulfillment, and I can light the menorah after the first half hour. So we have over here three opinions. We have the Rambam's opinion that you may not light after the first half hour. That is because Persume Nisa seemingly is Ma'akiv. We have the second answer of the Gemara according to the Rush, and the Rush says that one could rely on the second answer to light the entire night. It would seem that the second answer holds that Persume Nisa is not Ma'akiv. Again, L'chatchila, you should be Mefarsim, you should publicize the Nais, but it's not critical. And then we have the Rashba's opinion. The Rashba holds that even the first answer of the Gemara never meant to say that it's Ma'akiv. If it just meant l'chatchila, you should light the first half hour. Now, there's a very interesting ritva. The ritva, the Ramah, paskins like the Tosfos and the Rush, but the ritva elaborates on this idea. So we're going to quote the Ramah and the Ri and the Rush in a moment, but the ritva says a lot more than that. The ritva says the following. This is item Vav. The ritva says the following. Kosev harav bal hatshumis, he brings from the bal hatshumis, the hani mili lididhu. He's referring to the first answer. Yes, the first answer says you have to light it within the first half hour. But that only applies to them back then in the times of the Gemara, shahayu madlikin chutz lepesach, because they used to light outside. Ve'ein heker lebnei rishus harabim yoyser. And past the first half hour, when nobody's walking in the street, there's no longer a heker. It's not recognizable if you light it outside. Aval anan, says the ritva. Nowadays, we madlikin b'fnim. We light the menorah inside. The ein heker elu l'bnei abayis, where anyway we're primarily out to publicize the miracle to the inside, to the household, to the people in the house. We're not out to publicize the miracle to the outside. We light it by the window to try to chaperein to get that also. But some chassidim, they light it by the doorway inside the house. So it's not even clear. Not everyone even agrees. Once you're lighting indoors, it's not even clear that you have to light it by the window. You might be allowed to light it even by your doorway inside. Chabad, the meaning of Chabad is to light a menorah by every doorway. So you walk into a Lubavitcher's house, he'll have a menorah into the doorway of the bedroom, into the doorway of the kitchen. Well, they're not lighting next to the window at all.
There isn't any of having it opposite the mezuzah.
Exactly. So they want to fulfill that. So they prefer to fill that rather than lighting it by the window. So they don't even do Persume Nisa to the outside at all.
So does that mean today we don't do L'chatchila?
So we'll see in a second.
This is L'chatchila.
This becomes the L'chatchila for us.
Just this minhag that you said that they do. This is like, okay, one child's going to light here, one child's...
Yeah, if you're lighting according to the members of the household, each one would find their own doorway to light there. Opposite the mezuzah.
One child, then,
one doorway, yeah. So now...
I know they like to put it on top of cars.
That's electric lights. So far, what I've seen so far. Now, says the Ritva, that nowadays that we light indoors, so the heker is primarily for the Bnei HaBayis, so the Ritva says that even according to the first answer, Yochol Lahab Lekol HaLayla Ad Amud HaShachar, you can light all night until daybreak. So again, he's going according to the first answer. He seems to agree with the Rambam and the Rush that if you light beyond the first half hour, you would not be Yotze because you're not fulfilling Persume Nisa. However, nowadays it's different, says the Ritva, because we don't light outside in the first place, we light inside. The heker is for the Bnei HaBayis, so that would last all night. Now, says the Ritva, so I bolded, Yochol Lahad Lekol HaLayla Adam Ureshacha, you have the entire night, but the Ritva continues. Ulefi Pirish Zeh, Yesh Lefarish Tehachikomer. So this is something that the Ritva says that the other Mefarshim do not go as far. The Ritva says that even in the times of the Gemara, if you missed the first half hour, you're not worse than Zman Hazeh. So you can light the menorah inside. Back then, in the times of the Gemara, where everybody else was lighting outside, that was in order to publicize the miracle. But if you missed the first half hour, why would they, back then, in the times of the Gemara, be worse than what we do today? You can light indoors and publicize it to the people in the house. The Eloi Adlik Madlik Bachutz Adahi Shaita. When the Gemara says you can only light the first half hour, it means outside. If you're lighting outside, it only makes sense to light the first half hour. Avol basar hachin, but after the first half hour, ein lemadlik ela b'fnim. The place to light is inside.
That doesn't seem to be, that's nice, but it doesn't seem the Rambam holds like that.
No. Dilididhu nami vadai mishum dilimotzi lemevet hekeru l'rishus harabim, and this is the Ritva talking, that for them also, back then as well, just because you missed the opportune time to publicize it to the Rishus harabim, loy nifter milasas hekeru lo ulvne beso, why would you miss out the second chance to publicize it inward to yourself and to your family? So says the Ritva that Even back then, you can do what we do today. We light it inside, so we're not as careful to light the first half hour because we have all night. Back then as well. If you miss the first half hour, why would you be worse? You can light it indoors now, switch gears, light it indoors, and you'll publicize it inward to yourself and to your family. Now, here's the Ritva. The Ritva says, how do we know nowadays we can light indoors? What's the precedent for that? The Gemara says you have to light al Pesach Beso. There's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos if it means on the doorway of your house or the doorway of your courtyard next to the street, but you have to light outside. How do we know that nowadays you can light inside? So says the Ritva, the Holakamon Amrinon, because the Gemara itself says, the Bishas HaSakana Madlikin Al Shulchanai. In the times of danger, if there was ever a decree, or if we were afraid of persecution, or afraid of the backlash of publicly observing our Yiddishkeit, then you'd be allowed to light inside, even on your table. You can even light on your table where it's not even nicker that you're lighting it for the purpose of a mitzvah. So the Ritva says, we see already from the Gemara itself that there is a precedent to light indoors. So just because they missed the opportune time outside, why should they be worse than what we do today and light indoors? The Gemara itself says that under certain circumstances you can light indoors. So even back then, you'd be allowed to fulfill the mitzvah, second chance, to light it indoors and publicize it to yourself indoors. So the primary mitzvah was to light it outside. That only applied the first half hour. Once you miss the first half hour, it doesn't make sense to light it outside anymore, but now you can switch gears and do what we do today and light it indoors and be mekayem. Now the Ritva says a big chiddush. The Ritva says a big chiddush. And this is something that we intuitively feel, but the Ritva actually says it. Bekol makom hadavar hazeh kefi mashehu. Even in the Gemara, when it says you have a half hour, what was the rationale for that? Because that's when the Talmudoi, whoever they were outside. But that's how it was maybe in the Gemara's time, maybe in Bavel. But maybe if you're living in China, maybe it's different. Maybe if you're living in the United States, maybe it's different. How can we impose what happened in Bavel to all around? So the Ritva says that the Gemara never meant in the first place to say an ironclad shear. The Gemara just meant every place should follow its own custom. How late are people out in the streets? The Haminig HaPashit, this is an amazing Ritva. Sheshi'uroi kolzman shechanuyas hamoichren shemen ukiyotzi behem psuchais. That the Ritva says that it's clear to him that even in the times of the Gemara, if you were living in some place where people were out later, or it's not the first half hour after Shkia, it's some later time at night, as long as the stores are still open, he specifies the stores that sell oil. So in other words, it's dark outside, so the stores are open. People can go and get some oil or wood at the last minute. As long as people are still walking in the street, you'd be allowed to light, and that would be the equivalent of lighting the first half hour in the Gemara's time, right? The Gemara is describing a concept. It's not describing a specific zman. That's what the Ritva says. Now, we shteled on the Rambam. The Rambam said before that you have a half hour or more, right? A chatzi shah or yeser. What did he mean? Is he wavering? Is he not sure? What does he mean, a half hour or more? So the Briska Rav says that the Rambam means like the Ritva. You know why the Rambam says a half hour or more? Because the Rambam is alluding to what the Ritva says, that this shear of a half hour is only in that particular locale. But if you're living somewhere else where the derech is different, people stay up longer, they're out later, then you can light at a later zman, midina de gemara. The Rambam, who says oyoyser, his kavana is along the lines of the Ritva, that every place, kol makom u'makom tolei bizman shala, that every place depends on its time. So the Ritva is an amazing Ritva. First of all, the Ritva says that even the first answer of the Gemara holds, that you can switch gears and you can light indoors. The Ritva reminds us of what the precedent is to light indoors, because bishas sakana, they used to light indoors, so you can click into that minig and light indoors, and that's what we do nowadays. We light indoors. Somehow they started lighting indoors because of sakana, and we continued that minig. So nowadays we light indoors because the minig of lighting indoors was grandfathered in from a time of sakana. So we light indoors, and says the Ritva that once you're lighting indoors, the heker is for yourself and for your family, so you have all night. And the Ritva says, besides that, when the Gemara says the half hour, that was relative to the Gemara's time. But wherever you are, if people are up later, they're out later at night, you can light later. Now, The Ri, that's Rabbeinu Yitzchak, he says the same thing in Tosfos, that nowadays that we light inside, we don't have to be concerned, and the Rosh says the same thing, and that's how the Ramah paskins. The Ramah says, Tov lahadlik im chashecha, it's best to light when it's dark, and the Torah says, because soiv soiv ikigam hekeru l'bnei rishus harabim, because at the end of the day, we still light it by the window, that's our minig. So since we light it by the window, we still are trying to somehow publicize it to the outside, and the Rashba says, anyway, you should light it early as you can, because reason matim in the mitzvahs, you're always supposed to do the mitzvah with alacrity. We mentioned that in a previous year, and therefore says the Rashba and the Torah that even nowadays that we light indoors, it's still best to light it as soon as you can. However, it's not critical. So now I put here in brackets that if we summarize, there are, nowadays the Gemara says. Let me ask you a question. Let me put a question out there. The Gemara says you have to light within the first half hour. So how come nowadays not everyone is careful about that? How come nowadays we light later? So over the course of this discussion, we've covered three reasons. One reason is because we rely on the second answer of the Gemara. That's what the Rosh said initially. That the Gemara never meant you have to light during that time. It's just an amount of oil. Another reason why is because we can rely on the Rashba. The Rashba says that even the first answer of the Gemara only meant lechatchila, but b'diavad you can light after the half hour. And the third reason why we're not as particular is because we rely on the Ri and the Rosh, and the Ritva for that matter, that nowadays we light indoors, so the Iker Persumei Nisa is for the indoors. Okay, Jeffrey.
There's a low key in Zion here. If the Ramah says Kashecha, there are those who say that Kashecha is actually not even within the Chati Shah of Shkia. So like that's a low key machlokas.
Meaning what? That you can be.
That Shkia is Shkia, and that really Kashecha could be interpreted. And this is where the machlokas comes today about what the best time to light is.
Yeah, right? it's a machlokas of Tishka Cham. Oh, you mean you should specifically light later?
Light
is that
closer
what you mean?
To 6, right.
Right. Some people say Tishka means when the sun totally goes down, which is Tzeis. Some people means Sof Shkia, which is the Rabbeinu Tam Shkia, which is when the rays of the sun go down, which is about 15 minutes before what we call Tzeis. And there is a minority opinion that it means literal Shkia, right? But even from the times, even in the Rishonim already, most opinions were leaning towards Hashaych, means Tzeis HaKachavim, more towards Tzeis HaKachavim than the actual Shkia. Now,
my other question with the Ritva was, the Ritva doesn't mean to say, no one is extending the time that the amount of time that the candle should be lit. The Ritva is not saying that nowadays people don't come home.
Very good, right? Very good. So the Briska Rav, excellent. The Briska Rav had a minug that he would put tons of oil in and he would have the candle burn all night. So they're not sure why the Briska Rav did that. Was it because he simply gets the more the better, right? Hareza Meshubach? Or was it because his interpretation of the Rambam that it's Oyeser, that it depends on the locale, is not a leniency, it would require you to have more oil. Exactly the point that you're making. In other words, when it says in the Gemara, that the second answer of the Gemara is to put enough oil in that it could burn that long. So someone could argue that nowadays people are out later, you have to put in more oil. So some people explain the Briska Rav's custom was because he was choshish that nowadays we need more oil and it's ger mechumra, not a kula. Excellent point. The Magen Avraham says that because we're lighting indoors, Bizman Azeh, for the hecker of the Bnei Abayis, so says the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham paskins this way, Kol's man to Bnei Abayis Durim. People have to be awake. But if the member of the household went to sleep, let's say you get home very late from a trip, everyone else in the house is already sleeping, and you want to light yourself, just be between you and yourself, says the Magen Avraham, if everybody else is sleeping, you should not make a bracha on the menorah. What's the rationale for the Magen Avraham? Because the Magen Avraham holds, like we started, Pirsume Nisa is ma'akiv in the Iker Mitzvah. That means, so the Magen Avraham's rationale is like this. The Magen Avraham holds potentially like the Rambam. The Rambam held that if you missed the first half hour, then you blew it because you need to do Pirsumei Nisa. And the Rosh in the first answer also said that you need to do Pirsumei Nisa, so if you missed the first half hour, you blew it. It's just that the Rosh says you can rely on the second answer. The Magen Avraham is saying that nowadays we light indoors, so the first answer would agree that we extend the time because we're lighting indoors, but just like the first answer of the Gemara required you to light within the first half hour to publicize it to the people outside, nowadays that we switch to indoors, there have to be people around indoors in order to publicize the miracle. So either wake up your family, says the Magen Avraham, or bring a friend home with you. You have to publicize the mitzvah berabim indoors in your house. That's what the Magen Avraham says. What? Oh, so the Chemed Moshe asks that according to the Magen Avraham, it should come out that if you live on your own, then you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. So the Chemed Moshe argues on the Magen Avraham because of that. We're going to bring Reb Moshe also says it there. We're going to get there in a minute.
Could you say that the Magen Avraham would say that if you light early enough and you light in the window, that solves the living alone problem?
Yeah, because you're publicizing it to the midst, right, if there are people that are around. Right, so the Magen Avraham's point is that if you're lighting later than that and you're relying on the Pesumi Nisa of the home, there have to be people around.
Right, but he's not saying that you can never be somebody found at the window.
Yeah, seemingly, yeah. Now, just like back then,
call the Jewish taxi driver.
Exactly. That's what he says. You have to bring somebody with you. So just like back then, when you lit outside, you had to light during the first half hour, otherwise you blew it, according to the Rambam and the first answer of the Gemara, according to the Rush. Nowadays, we switch to indoors, but you have to be able to publicize it to people indoors. So it's clear that the Magen Avraham is postulating like the first answer. Pursumi Nisa is critical. It's just that they extended the Zman nowadays to indoors, so you have all night, provided people are around. I wrote in brackets, this is not contrary to the Bach, who paskin like the second answer. The Magen Avraham is paskin like the first answer. It's just that nowadays you can light indoors. Now, here's Rav Moshe Feinstein's kasha, and this is changing. This will change everything. But Rav Moshe Feinstein asked the following kasha: the Shulta Giboyrim on the Rif brings the opinion of the Riaz. Says the Riaz, Zela Shoin, I quote, Nira be'enai, shim hoya oime ben anachrim. If you're living among the non-Jews, you're the only Jew in town. Afopi she'ein loy bayis la'atzmoy, even though you're sharing a house with someone, v'loy pasach la'atzmoy, and you don't have your own entrance, you're sharing it with someone else. Chayev lahav l'kner la'atzmo, you're required to light your own menorah. Afopi she'ishto madlekes bebeso, even though your wife might have lit for you back home. Let's say you live somewhere else and you're staying in a hotel somewhere in a non-Jewish residence. You have to light the menorah, even though normally you can rely on your wife's hadlaka. We talked about that. But if you're not going to see any menorah whatsoever, then you should light your own menorah with a bracha, sharei ein hanes meforsim etzlo, because otherwise you're going to miss the whole Hanukkah. You're not even going to see a menorah. It won't be publicized for you. Ve'einu roya ner Hanukkah levarach ala ben anachrim, and you're not going to see the ner Hanukkah in order to make a bracha among the goyim if you don't light for yourself, like it says in Kuntres Harayas. So what do we see from the Riaz? And this is where the point of the Nachri comes in. It's mavur from the Riaz that even though there are no other Jews around, there are only non-Jews, he still has to light a menorah with a bracha in order to publicize it to himself. So seemingly, the Riaz holds that even if you're not being mafars in the nest to other Jews, and Rav Moshe Feinstein says he doesn't think that the Pesumi Nisa that we're discussing is to the non-Jews. The purpose of Pesumi Nisa is in order to strengthen the Amuna and the Haidah among the Jews. Still, you see that you light like the Rashba. So if you would ask the Riaz,
nest to yourself at this point.
Oh, so very good. So the Riaz holds that Pesumi Nisa is not ma'akif because you're being mafars in the nes to yourself. Nevertheless, here's Rav Moshe's kasha, Igris Moshe Chelik Dalet Simen Kufhei, that the Riaz himself paskins that if you miss the first half hour, you can't light anymore like the Rambam. So how did we understand the Rambam? The Rambam says that if you miss the first half hour, you can no longer light. The way we explain the Rambam conventionally is because the Rambam holds Persume Nisa is Ma'akiv. It's Ma'akiv. So if it's Ma'akiv, how come when you're living alone and you're lighting for yourself, you don't have to do Persume Nisa? What's going on, right? Is Persume Nisa Ma'akiv or is it not Ma'akiv? So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, now Jeffrey, this is exactly what you were saying, says Rav Moshe Feinstein that the first answer of the Gemara holds that you have to light within the first half hour, not because Persume Nisa is Ma'akiv. Rather, that's when Chazal established the Zman. Since the first half hour is the best opportunity to do Persume Nisa, to publicize the miracle, therefore they established that you have to light within the first half hour. It's not because when you can't be mafars in the nest, it's ma'akiv. It's the zman. You have to light during the first half hour because that's your best chance to be mafars in the miracle. But even if you're in a circumstance where you can't be mafars in the miracle, you still would be allowed to light with a bracha. So this is the point that you were making before, even beyond what you were saying. You were saying that light by the window. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein is saying that even the Rambam never meant that you have to be poyel, that you have to actually be mikayim presumenisa. All the Rambam meant was that the Chachamim established the first half hour as being the zman. Now, what was their rationale? Why did they limit it to the first half hour? Because they wanted you to do presumenisa. But we don't see from the Rambam that if you have a situation where I'm not going to do presumenisa that I still shouldn't light, it's more a zman. If you ask them, why did you pick the first half hour? Sure, Chazal will tell you, because that's when people are in the market. But it's not that it's integral that you have to be poil, that you have to actually be publicizing the miracle. It was just why they gave you that zman. But if I'm living alone somewhere else, I can light during the first half hour. What's the point of the first half hour? There's nobody around anyway, because that's the zman for hadlaka. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, first of all, zrizim atim in the mitzvahs. First of all, they might have incorporated the earlier zman because they want you to do the zman to light as soon as you can. And second of all, that's when you usually can do presuminisa. But the idea was it's a zman. It manifests itself as a zman. It's not that you have to actually be mafaris of the miracle. So now it's no longer a contradiction in the Riyaz. At the same time that the Riyaz says you may not light past the first half hour, nevertheless, if you're living alone, you can still light. Because we don't care if you're actually publicizing the miracle. It's just it became the time to light. They incorporated all of these ideas into the time to light, and therefore you have to fulfill the proper time. Nowadays, says Rav Moshe, that the Chachamim extended the Zman because we're lighting for indoors. So since the possibility exists for Pesumei Nisa indoors, even if in actuality you're not fulfilling Pesumei Nisa, you would be allowed to light with a bracha. And the Chemed Moshe that you asked before makes the same point. Are you going to tell me that if you're living alone you can't light, right? Of course you can, because Chazal gave a Zman, but it doesn't mean you have to necessarily actually be mafarsim in the miracle. So nowadays we give you all night, therefore nowadays, even if there's nobody else up, you would be allowed to light with a bracha. So just in summary, nowadays we the reason why we're not as particular to light within the first half hour, some people are, but the reason why not everyone is particular is for three reasons. Number one, we have the second answer of the Gemara, that it's about the amount of oil, it's not about a time. Number two, we have the Rashba, that even the first answer of the Gemara allows you b'diyevet to light all night. Number three, we have the Ritva, the Rush, and the Ri, that they all say that nowadays that we're lighting indoors, the primary presumenisa is indoors, so it lasts all night. And now we have the Magen Avraham, that if you're relying on the presumenisa of indoors, there better be somebody around with you to be mufarsim. But the other Achroinim, Rav Moshe Feinstein included, proves from the Riaz that we don't care if you actually have people around, it was just Azman. So if you're willing to extend the time nowadays because we're lighting indoors, even if there's nobody else around, you'll be able to light. Now, you made the Diak, Rav Moshe. I made it the same thing. If you look in the last line of the notes, the Ritva says that when you're lighting indoors, the Heker is lo ula b'nei beisa. So this was my Diak, lo, to yourself. So the Ritva would seem to say that you can be Mekayim Presuminisa to yourself also. So nowadays, you'd be allowed to light indoors even if nobody else will be around. So the going halacha is that it's preferable to wake somebody up or bring somebody in. That you have more, the more the merrier. But B'diyeved, you can light indoors all night even if you're the only one in the house based on the minhag nowadays that we light indoors. Yashikur.
And if you're doing that, how long should you stay up for?
So you have to put enough oil in for half hour.
No, but we put oil in for half an hour, but you, let's say I woke somebody up or I brought somebody in.
So probably just a few minutes, because it's just the hadlaka is the main mitzvah.
Yeah, if you know, like a